What a fucking day. You've gotta be fucking kidding me, right? Some kind of joke. You're keeping me at the door. Fuck. So that's what your plan is. To test if I'm real or not. Then what the hell else would I be? Oh. Smart Alec, huh? Well, what if I don't agree to it? What if I walk out that door? Oh, no, I can't. That's rich. Why can't I? So you're in control. You've got everything handled. The name's Francis, but if you're expecting some holy venue, holier than thou or angelic behavior, I don't mean to disappoint. But that's not me. Never has been, never will. I'm the milkman. And you're getting in my way after a long day's work. You want to explain to me what's wrong with my entry permit? My looks, huh? And just what's wrong with my looks? I've gotten complimented on it. So what are you complaining about? Bullshit. I don't believe you. Now, if that's what you call good policy, I don't agree with it, so don't be surprised when things don't go your way. So, let me get this straight. You think I'm a doppelganger because you let in a Francis earlier? How stupid. Well, that's how we're gonna do this, huh? Get your hand away from that button. Now. Don't say I didn't warn you, honey. Peek-a-boo. Ah, that's where you're hiding. Now that we're a little more intimate, maybe you can tell me exactly why you think I'm a doppelganger. Breaking the glass helped us get a little more intimate, don't you think? Pinning you to the ground is like saying hello. I know enough about self-defense. And so do you. By the looks of it, it's just a shame I'm stronger, isn't it? A shame that you're helpless right now. Or at least you're feigning it. Well, if I'm not Francis, then who am I? Who am I? You've been sitting and judging people in this comfy chair all day. But for what? The safety of the neighborhood, the apartment building. What is it? Some sort of greater good? What is it? Speak clearly. I'm tired from a long day's work. That's it. That's all you have to say after almost putting me to the torch. Burning me like some kind of witch. And what if I am? What if I am a doppelganger? Wouldn't that just suck for you? But what if doppelgangers don't just want one thing? Save a cow, milk a man. You wouldn't believe how many jokes people have made. At my expense, always accusing me of stealing someone's wife, always accusing the milkman because he can't defend himself. I'm the butt of every joke, the talk of the town in all the worst ways, honey, and I don't like that. And you, to top off everything, accuse me of being a fake. Pathetic. You expect me to care when you've given no shred of evidence that I'm not me. The eyes. What's wrong with my eyes? You're full of it, you know that. As bold and brave as milk toast. I don't get it. What's wrong with you? You look scared. And all I'm doing is pinning someone who tried to kill me. Yet I'm the villain here. The sirens go off for me when I'm just living my life, delivering the milk as my job to make ends meet. I'm from 2-2, apartment 2-2. Didn't you see the entry permit? What about my eyes? Look at them then. What's wrong with my eyes? No, you're quivering. No, that won't do. You judge people all day like a voyeur, looking into things you have no business judging. You're deciding who lives and dies by little details on their face. Ever heard of plastic surgery? Possibly a new mole appearing. Yeah, sure, it's cause for concern, but killing someone, don't you have a conscience? No, but maybe I'm being too harsh. It's been a long day, and I'm sure that you've seen some things if you're acting like that. If you're seeing things right now, I'm sorry to say, but you might have a condition. There's nothing wrong with me. Look into my eyes, then. You're looking away, wincing like I'm hurting you. That's not the impression I'm trying to give you in the first place. So you say there's another me. And what makes you so sure I'm the wrong one? Is it because I broke in here and pinned you down, alarms blaring, and I still won? Is that why? Because nobody expects anything from the milkman. I just deliver people's milk every single day. And what thanks do I get? I get people looking at me funny. It's either gazes, wanting something more, trying to lure me into the house to have an affair. If it didn't happen every other day, maybe I wouldn't look so tired. So what's your problem? What's wrong with my eyes? Inhuman. Doesn't even make sense. If I'm not human, then I didn't know. Or maybe we'll play along. Maybe I am a big scary doppelganger. Then why haven't I eaten you yet, Toots? Why haven't I eaten you yet? Can't answer that, can ya? Come on, you know better than that. If the milkman was gonna take something, it's not just those used glass containers that you leave after you use and... No. Never mind. I get it, okay? You're paranoid. I would be too if I had to see you eat half the things you've seen. But even still, can't just let it go like that. You almost got me. You did. You were so close. I bet you had a perfect escort today. I bet you were about to solve all the problems, keep everyone safe, and get a pat on the back. And then you had the misfortune of running into me, getting pinned down by me. You know what? I'm starting to believe these accusations about being a doppelganger. You wanna know why? Because the smell of your hair and the scent of your fear feels more satisfying than finishing work 10 hours early. Well, what are you gonna do about it? You look frustrated, but I can't tell how. Well, you still gonna put me to the quarantine, whatever you want to call it? That's it. That's your reaction. Well, if I was tired before, I guess I'm not now. That reaction, if it isn't the best damn thing. You're helpless, right here, putting up whatever pitiful fight you want to call this. And then you have the audacity to say something like that. To me, of all people. You're so full of shit. But honestly, even if I was going to eat you, even if our goal was to take over this measly piece of land, this apartment in this desolate waste where you're all just living your lives, why the hell would I tell you my plans if I was gonna let you go? Riddle me that, darling. Riddle me that. Come with me. They're gonna be here soon. And you know who they are. You're always calling them to clean up your messes. And I don't think you want to get cleaned up too. You do know now that you're contaminated. And you think I'm a doppelganger. They're gonna burn you too. Well, what is it? Gonna stay here? Get burned alive? Or are you gonna come with me to my apartment and deal with the fake? That's your answer. I'm not exactly complaining, but you agreed so fast I almost didn't think you would. But then, when those sing-songy words came out of your mouth, I guess I thought you might have more uses than one. Easy on the eyes, easy on the ears. Not too bad after a long day's work. Now, if you'll excuse me, when I open this door, you're gonna see something. And it's not gonna be pretty. So, bear with me. And keep that nice smile for me. How about that? Good, that's it. You know how to take some commands? Not bad, honey. The milkman's here. Excuse me. Didn't you want your milk? Sorry about the mess. Why are you just staring outside? Come on in. Don't worry about the corpse. It's nothing to worry about. Don't look at me like that. It was one more hit for good measure. Has a satisfying crunch, these doppelgangers, don't they? What? If I've done it before, huh? Well, you don't have to worry about that now, do you? whether or not I'm the real one. I'm the only one now. And you're in my apartment with nowhere else to go. What's the matter, honey? Don't tell me you're scared. Scared of what? The danger's gone. Unless the blood on my hands and face makes you nervous about me, in which case, I guess you'll just have to trust me, won't you? Your fear is kind of satisfying after a long day's work. Ignore the body. The smeared guts all over doesn't matter. All of that's just decor. And something tells me you're not all that averse to all this, or at least to me. I'll admit it. As the milkman, I've not lived the most unscrupulous life, but babe, you cannot blame me for that. No. Great question. But not one I really care to answer. If I was gonna tell you about my boring past, we wouldn't be here right now. This is about the present. Only idiots live in the past, right? I said ignore the corpse already. What's it gonna do? Get up and walk again. And then I'll just get a bat, or another bottle, and flatten it a bit. Do you prefer milk in your tea, or what? You should relax. Nervousness isn't a very good look for you, is it? Makes it seem like you're skittish, like you're gonna run away or something. But where would you go? Riddle me that. Where's left for someone who failed so magnificently that probably, according to your rules, let in the wrong milkman at least once, if not twice? Now either one of two things happen. Either I'm the fake and you're responsible for the murder of the real Francis, or I'm the real one and I got rid of baggage and you saved all these poor innocent civilians because you let me take care of my apartment and clean out the trash. Which story do you want it to be spun? Darling, the news doesn't care about the truth. Have you heard it? Doppelgangers everywhere. No one trusts anyone. It's chaos. Pointless chaos. And I sit in my recliner after a long day of toiling in my milk van. Just to come home. To be put up with this bullshit. And you said my eyes, that there was no soul, no heart. Then tell me, honey, why is it you're alive right now if I'm some heartless, man-eating monster? Why would I spare you? Hypothesis. Indeed it is. It's not like it couldn't be. You're not completely out of line for that. I'll even give you props. It's a theory that's almost believable. But it hinges on one thing, and one thing only, baby, that you can't have figured out yet. Whether I'm real or not, what I want to do with you, isn't it obvious? Let me be fair with you. Your eyes, your intentions, everything. I can unravel those in 2 seconds. And I've already figured out you're attracted to me. No shame in that. Instead, I think it's better to be shameless. Don't you? If you're shameless when you get away with it, no one has a single thing to say. And you don't have to hold back because of pesky little excuses. Don't you think it's more honest that way? Come on, darling. Do what your honesty beckons you to. I'm not getting any younger, neither are you. So live like there's no tomorrow, because it could burst through the door right now, and wouldn't you regret it? Come on, then. Live like they're gonna burst down the door at any second. Go ahead. Take whatever you want, and I'll do the same. Starting with those impeccable lips. Sorry if you already have someone, but I'll be stealing you now. And for the rest of tonight. That's it. Feisty as much as you are honest. Don't stop there. Biting your lip like that, it just makes me more cautious of you. And yet, my hands wander to your throat while my body wanders against yours. Don't regret this, darling. If you do, then nothing will be worth it. Why don't you look at these eyes that you almost killed me for? Huh? Well, do you want to kill me or kiss me? Which is it? Good answer. After this long-ass day, getting this feels like its own reward. Glad I was smart about that fucking glass. Don't be that way. Not enough kisses. And I thought I was greedy, taking those dirty little secrets that I keep to my grave. And yet here you are, like a confessional, trying to make me spill my feelings. Good luck with that. You're gonna have to try harder, you know. Don't be stupid, Tuts. It's not that easy to crack an egg. And you're barking up the wrong tree. And I hate when people do that. That's it. You're quite the kisser, aren't you? Yeah. shame. If that's what you want, then that's what you get. Then fine. Just don't regret it. If you do, I might feel just a little bad. And that would suck, wouldn't it? Blemish on my conscience. I would hate that if I had to destroy every little fantasy you had about me and build it up again. Wouldn't that just be the worst? Wouldn't it just be the worst if right now I took those fantasies and made them come alive in a whole new way, baby? In a whole new way. Fuck. That cute ass out just for me. It's really grabbable. Baby, you got a body that bleeds lust, making me want to turn all those stereotypes of me being an adulterous fucking whore into reality. Maybe I've never stolen someone's husband before, but there's a first time for everything, isn't there? And I know you feel what I made you, and I know you can feel the nice, hard, and hot cock resting in the space right against your ass. But that's not good enough. Don't you go. I wouldn't be the milkman if I left it like that. I want to hear you cry from the pleasure. So spread those fucking legs right now. Obedient, aren't we? And with nothing but your undies to protect you, how quaint. You're wide open as far as I'm concerned. Wide fucking open like your legs. Look at me, if you dare. What do my eyes look like now? You still think I'm the doppelganger, huh? If I am, at least I give good fucking hair. I'll be damned if I don't make you come so many more times than I would've because you fucking doubted me. Oh, bite the pillow, baby. Cause this tongue is going inside you. Look at me, don't you fucking look away. You don't get to look away when you owe me your life and your body. You're that attracted that you're already this hard. Look at me. Look at me. Don't you dare look away. Don't you fucking dare. I got your attention now. Look at me when I fucking lick you. Look at my tongue disappear inside you. Hold those legs back. Hold those legs back. That's right, focus on it. Fixate on it. Tongue wriggling inside you. Is it too long? Does that make me a doppelganger? Nice and long to reach every crevice and space. Deeper. Mm-hmm. Your twitching gave you away, you know. And that orgasm feeling, does it still feel, baby? Is my hot breath making it better? Yeah. You're mine now, honey. I'm sorry, not sorry to say. Oh, but I'm not done with you. Why don't you milk the milkman, baby? Get on your knees, nice and submissive. That's it. Now beg me to suck my fucking milk right out of my cock. Oh, come on. Oh, beg for it like you mean it. Oh, not good enough. Beg like you fucking mean it, like your life depends on it, like you don't want to end up like him. Beg, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Slowly. You're not used to sucking dick this big, huh? Impressive, intimidating. I bet you're thinking what it's gonna feel like when it spreads you open, goes inside of you. When I claim you as my own personal fuck toy in every single way, shape, or form, because your life is mine. You're mine now. All of this gorgeous body is mine. And that means those lips. Now wrap them the fuck around my cock. That's it, nice and easy. You're doing so well. Come on now. Come on. Suck on it, look at me. Suck on it, look at me. Yeah, look up at me, baby. Look up at me, baby. Oh, hand going wild down there, huh? You can't help it. You're so goddamn turned on from sucking my dick. Is that it? You're cock drunk right now, sucking on it, tasting my pree on your tongue and my cock in your mouth, yeah? Ooh, deeper, baby. Deeper. Let me help you like that. Back of your head is so grabbable. Hold it in the back of your throat. Good. Good boy. Oh, you take it in such a cute way. You take it in such a cute way from me. You're gonna get the milk, baby. Keep looking at me. Yeah, look up at me, baby. Yeah, you're sexy down on your knees, sucking fucking cock. You're such a good cocksucker, yeah. You're so good at pleasing your man. Well, I might not have been your man before this, but I sure as fuck am now. Yeah, yeah, you're sucking dick for your man, yeah. You're so good. So good. Take it, baby. Don't spill a drop of that milk. Show it to me. That's a good boy, nice and obedient. You got me a little excited now. So much so that I think I'll need you to remain nice and still against this wall. Hands up and ass out. Ooh, you're dripping. Dripping so much. You were sucking my dick. That exciting, huh? Was it? Was it? Yeah. Oh, God. Just rubbing against you with the head of my cock. Fuck. It feels so good. It feels so good. It'd be a shame if I... slipped right inside. You feel that? My balls slapped right against yours. That's that's not good enough, is it? That's not good enough for you. No, you want it to really feel. Not so fast. Gotta hold it inside you. Make sure you remember the shape. Cause it's the only shape you're ever taking again. Don't care who you were with. Don't care what you feel. Because you only feel me. Thank me for fucking you. Say thank you to Milk Daddy. That gets me most nice and good. Yeah. Oh, I'm not letting you come until I say so. You feel that and you hear that my balls slapping against you. Such a good fuck. Look at you. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Those hands feel right at home against your neck. If you choke, it's not my bad. You can barely take my full cock. It's still, my balls are slapping against you like that. Feels so fucking good. Feels so fucking good. Feels so fucking good. Feels so good. Come for me, baby. Whoa. Slurp up all my milk. Deep inside. Deep inside. Deep inside. You milk the milkman. So much coming out. You'll have to take some responsibility, won't you? But I guess I do too. You feel good just hanging out on my cock like this. Still coming helplessly in your orgasm. Keep it going, man. Just like that, baby. Just like that. You're so fucking naughty. You're so fucking mine. God. Milks me for every last drop. That's it. What? Are you surprised? Surprised I fucked you so good? I'm surprised that everything fell out suit like this, from killing me to fucking me. You went through all the motions, didn't you? Naughty, naughty. But now you're stuck. Whether I'm a doppelganger or not, baby, you're mine now. So take those pesky thoughts away of getting away from me and shove them into the dark recesses of the abyss, cause you're never leaving my side again. You're too fucking good to let go of. Don't look at me like that. I'll make you some tea. And I'll take responsibility, fine. Ruined marriage. Ruined whatever. I'll take responsibility. I guess, to be fair, I did. End up propagating the stereotype. But to be fair, it was your fault. So you have some responsibility, too. Don't you? Why, yes, my dear. You do. Forevermore. Until death do us part.